Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Pardon me just a moment, I've got a slight problem. All right. Good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hold on just a moment. We've got a technical problem here with YouTube. Let me see if I can get it straightened out. All right. We got that taken care of. We've been going through this morning of the clothing for the priest of Almighty God. We find that they wear quite a bit. And we still ain't quite through with it. You find out just what all they have to put on and how it's decorated and everything. Now here, we left off with verse 30. We're going to be picking up here with 31 for this evening, continuing with their dress. Now, you know, It was Aaron and his sons that were chosen to be priests and to take care of that work within the tribe of Israel. Here in 31, it says, and thou shalt make the robe of the ephod all of blue, and there shall be a hole in the top of it. In the midst thereof, it shall have a binding of woven work round about the hole of it, as it were the hole of a hydrogen, that it not be rent. And beneath, upon the hem of it, thou shalt make pomegranates of blue and of purple and of scarlet round about the hem thereof, and bells of gold between them round about. A golden bell and a pomegranate, the golden bell and a pomegranate upon the hem of the robe around about, and it shall be upon Aaron to minister, and his sound shall be heard when he goeth in unto the holy place before the Lord, and when he cometh out, that he die not. There was no one else allowed in there. He had to go into the holiest place by himself. And so they would know he was all right. They could hear that bell when he went in, and they would hear it when he came out. They'd know he had not died in there, and he was all right. Now, 36. And thou shalt make a plate of pure gold, engrave upon it like the engraving of the Senate, holiness to the Lord. That's what they're supposed to put on. Now, and thou shalt put it on a blue lace, that it may be upon the mitre, upon the forefront of the mitre, it shall be. And it shall be upon Aaron's forehead, that Aaron may bear the iniquity of the holy things which the children of Israel shall hallow in all their holy gifts. And it shall be always upon his forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord. And thou shalt embroider the coat of fine linen, and thou shalt make the mitre of fine linen. Pardon me. And thou shalt make the girdle of needlework. And for Aaron's sons, thou shalt make coats, and thou shalt make for them girdles and bonnets, shall thou make for them for glory and for beauty. And thou shalt put them upon Aaron, thy brother, and his sons with him, and shall anoint them and consecrate them and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. And thou shalt make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness, from the loins even unto the thighs they shall reach. And they shall be upon Aaron and upon his sons when they come in unto the tabernacle of the congregation, or when they come near unto the altar to minister in the holy place, that they bear not iniquity and die. It shall be a statute forever unto him and his seed after him. Now, pardon me. We're going into chapter 29. And we're still dealing with this order of priesthood. And with Aaron and his sons. And here in verse 1, and this is the thing that thou shalt do unto them, to hallow them to minister unto me in the priest's office. Take one young bullock, two rams without blemish. You see, the sacrifices back then had to be of those that was without any blemish. Nothing wrong with them whatsoever. Now, and unleavened bread and cakes unleavened, tempered with oil, and wafers unleavened, anointed with oil of wheaten flour, shall thou make them. Tell them exactly what to use, how to make them, what to do with them, and what they'd be made of. 3, and thou shalt put them into one basket, and bring them in the basket with the bullock and the two rams, and Aaron and his sons thou shalt bring unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall wash them with water. And thou shalt take the garments and put upon Aaron and upon Aaron the coat and the robe of the ephod, and the ephod, and the breastplate, and gird him with the curious girdle of the ephod, and thou shalt put the mitre upon his head, and put the holy crown upon the mitre. Then shalt thou take the anointing oil, and pour it upon his head, and anoint him. And thou shalt bring his sons, and put coats upon them, and thou shalt gird them with girdles. Aaron and his sons put the bonnets on them, and the priest's office shall be theirs for a perpetual statute. And thou shalt concentrate Aaron and his sons. Here, verse 10. And thou shalt cause a bullock to be brought before the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the bullock, and thou shalt kill the bullock before the Lord by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And thou shalt take of the blood of the bullock and put it upon the horns of the altar with thy finger, and pour all the blood beside the bottom of the altar. Thou shalt take all the fat that covereth the inwards, and the caul that is above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and burn them upon the altar. You see, he's telling me exactly what to do and what to use, even of the animals, and what he has wanting each thing of that animal to do, and where to use it. Now, 14. But the flesh of the bullock and his skin and his dung shall thou burn with fire without the camp. It is a sin offering. That had to be done outside the camp. Now, 15. Thou shalt also take one ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. Thou shalt slay the ram thou shalt take his blood and sprinkle it around about upon the altar. And thou shalt cut the ram in pieces, and wash the inwards of him and his legs, and put them unto his pieces and unto his head. And thou shalt burn the whole ram upon the altar. It is a burnt offering unto the Lord. It is a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And thou shalt take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. Then shalt thou kill the ram and take of his blood and put it upon the tip of the right ear of Aaron and upon the tip of the right ear of his sons and upon the thumb of their right hand and upon the great toe of their right foot and sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. And thou shalt take of the blood that is upon the altar and of the anointing oil and sprinkle it upon Aaron and upon his garment and upon his sons and upon the garments of his sons with him, and he shall be hallowed and his garments and his sons' garments with him. 22. Also, thou shalt take of the ram the fat and the rump, and the fat that covers the inwards, and the caul above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and the right shoulder, for it is a ram of consecration. And one loaf of bread, one cake of oil of bread, one wafer out of the basket of the unleavened bread that is before the altar. And thou shalt put all in the hands of Aaron and in the hands of his sons, and shall wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And thou shalt receive them of their hands and burn them upon the altar for a burnt offering, for a sweet savor before the Lord. It is an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Thou shalt take the breast of the ram of Aaron's consecration and wave it for a wave offering before the Lord, and it shall be thy part. 27. And thou shalt sanctify the beast of the wave offering and the shoulder of the heave offering, which is waved, and which is heaved up of the ram of the consecration, even of that which is for Aaron, and of that which is for his sons. And it shall be Aaron's and his sons by statute forever from the children of Israel, for it is a heave offering. And it shall be a heave offering from the children of Israel of the sacrifice of their peace offerings, even their heave offerings unto the Lord. And the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him, to be anointed therein and to be consecrated in them. And that son that is priest in his stead shall put them on 7 days when he cometh into the tabernacle of the congregation to minister in the holy place. Quite an ordeal to be a priest in that day and time, wasn't it? How do you think the men we have in our pulpits today would bear up under something like this? Thou shalt take the ram of the consecration and see his flesh in the holy place. Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram and the bread that is in the basket by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. They shall eat those things wherewith the atonement is made to consecrate and to sanctify them by a stranger shall not eat thereof, because they are holy. And if aught of the flesh of the consecrations or of the bread remain until the morning, then thou shalt burn the remainder before it shall not be eaten, because it is holy. And thus shalt thou do unto Aaron and his sons, according to all things which I have commanded thee. 7 days shalt thou consecrate them. It took 7 days for them to be consecrated into the priesthood. Now, and thou shalt offer every day a bullock for a sin offering for atonement, and thou shalt cleanse the altar that thou hast made an atonement for it, and thou shalt anoint it to sanctify it. 7 days thou shalt make an atonement for the altar and sanctify it, and it shall be an altar most holy. Whatsoever touches the altar shall be holy. 38. Now this is that which thou shalt offer upon the altar. 2 lambs of the first year, day by day, continually. The one lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, and the other lamb thou shalt offer in the evening. With the one lamb, a tenth deal of flour mingled with the fourth part of a hen of beaten oil, and the fourth part of a hen of wine for a drink offer. And the other lamb thou shalt offer at evening, and shall do thereto according to the meat offering of the morning, and according to the drink offering thereof, for a sweet savour, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord, for I will meet you to speak there unto thee. And there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. And I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. I will sanctify also both Aaron and his sons to minister to me in the priest's office. And I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their God. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. Quite a thing to be a priest in that day and time, wasn't it? But you see, as I've told you, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he came back to this earth and walked on this earth, he walked with being mocked, beaten, rejected, cursed, spit on, and eventually crucified. And he made things a whole lot different and a whole lot easier for you and I. Can we just say, well, it is easy? No. Because we are told, and told by him and by the word, that they are subject to do the same things to you and I that they done to him, except for the crucifixion. But there is coming a day to where if we don't choose to walk with Satan and we choose to continue to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, it will mean that they will behead us. They'll take our heads. But even in the day in which we are living right now, God's people are being rejected right here in our own land. But in all the lands throughout the world, they're being rejected, denied, cursed, and a lot of places they are already being jailed and killed. But if we stand unto the end with him, doing what God calls us to do, has such a great reward that is far greater than anything this world can do to you and I. So much better. Because we will have a reward of eternal life with the Lord Jesus Christ and in serving him and Almighty God for eternity. Think about that. No more sorrow, no more pain, no more tears. That's exactly what the Word tells us. Now, I'm not going to get into chapter 30. But I think what we will do, because it's still just more of this that we've been over. But God willing, our next time in the Old Testament, we'll be picking up with chapter 31 and getting into that. As of 10 in the morning, we are going to be back in the four Gospels, which we will spend the next 3 days in the four Gospels. Now, be with me all you can, because we are going through the complete Bible. And there is a lot for you and I to learn and to know in order for us to be able to walk in righteousness and to be that born-again child of the living God. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close our word, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for times that we can come together to share with each other your word and our love one for the other. But mostly, share with each other our love for you and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Now, Father, you know our needs. You know we need a place. You know why we need that place. You know where you want us, Father. And we know that you will let us know and that you will make a way for it to come about for us to be where we are supposed to be. Now, Father, watch over our families. We all have family members that are walking in darkness. And Father, I'm speaking to those that are calling in, coming in over the internet. We all have those family members walking in darkness. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to work with them. Speak to their hearts and their minds. And help us to reach out to them so that they will know that they stand in need of one that is greater than themselves. They need the Lord Jesus Christ. And that they will turn and go to him and repent and turn from their evil ways as he forgives them. And that they find them a place to worship that is teaching your word in truth, not teaching things that are contrary to your word, but that all is in truth. Now, Father, we want to see them make heaven their home. We love them. And Father, we love all mankind. In this land of ours, we're praying for, Father. We're praying that our government can find those to be seated in our government that loves you. And that will turn our government back from its evil ways and bring it to repentance so that our land can be healed and our government can be put back upon the foundation of which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we're praying for our churches. We pray, Father, that our churches can all come together in one belief, that being in the Lord's church. So that we can all do the work that you want done on this earth. We can all work toward bringing in the harvest unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, be with us throughout the rest of this evening. And as we lay down tonight, Father, we ask you to watch over us, keep us in health, keep us in strength. Keep us safe. And bring us out in the morning fresh and renewed so we can get back into your word at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Father, that is my prayer this evening. In Jesus' name, I ask. Amen. All right. God bless.